Backtracking for a moment to the what the Chavos Halvavos is giving representative examples of Chavos Halvavos. Umimitzvus Aser Shavachavos Halvavos Shenamin Ki Yesh Da'olam Boe Barao Me'ayin V'Shein Kamohu V'Shenakabal Olav Yehudo Vishna Avdei Vilibeinu Vishna Spanin Befila Yitzirosu Vishyilu Lanu La'osala Vishna Nutachbo Vishna Nikana Mipana Vishna Nira Osa Vinifchad Vinivash Mehakipa Niglosenu Vinistirosenu Vishna Nixaf Levitzaru Niyachid Masenu Lishmo Vishna Av Osa Vasov Gidad Eskar Vela Vinisna Esona Vahadoma Lazan Masha Enu Nira Min Haibarim Achalavin shavchav halavavos hayfet chalelim. If a person achman etzlan is a kofa bika, so that's also a chavos halavavos. Right, the opposite of yesh la'olam ba'ri ba'ri me'ayim. He denies yichad Hashem. Then the chavos halavavos continues with gam mehem eder lavin of chavos halavavos. Shalom Nachmod, Lanikam, Lanito, Espinay, Amenu. Kiddel Sev, Losikam, Losito, Espinay, Amenu. I hope, but I'm not sure that you know, it doesn't come out in a rambling fashion, but I'm not sure. What the Chavos Halvavos doesn't say here he lists the mitzvahs esesh of Chavos Halvavos and then says, you know, you don't really need to look beyond this list for Lavin because you know, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Echeinu Al Panai. But isn't the same true, but he doesn't say it, isn't the same true also, let's say, Shal Nachma Lo Nikem Lo Nitos B'nai Amenu. Is there no opposite mitzvah sase? Like, what is the opposite? So we start with the opposite of Lo Sasavda and Lo Sachmav. Is to be sameach b'chalka. And if a person is sameach b'chalka, then that's the antithesis of the sachma. Lo sikam lo sitor. What's the polar opposite there? Hanokia mischavera uva belosase, shenema lo siko, va'afu bishen aloke, dea rohi ad ma'od. Ela roli lo odom lios mave al kol divi ha'olam. Shehakol eitzel ha'mevin in divi hevel va'havai, ve'enum kedai linkom alehim. So there is something, again, a person can be in compliance with Lasikom and Lasitor, but not necessarily have this midah being ma'avil kol divi ha'olam, sha'akol etzel ha'mavinim divi hevel v'havai. No, a person cannot be no ken benota, he's misgaber. He's misgaber. You know, that you didn't lend me the cardon, no, that's something. But I'm going to be Mizgaber. And and I don't hold it against you. So there certainly is an opposite daya. So, but the Chofetz Chaim doesn't say that, right? He makes a point of saying that the essen of Chofetz Chaim, the opposite, is a lav. But when he gives these examples of lavin, which deal, again, those deal with, again, deos, the way we use the word, not the way the Ram uses the words. And munas with deos, the way we use the words. So then he says, you know, dava vihipucho ha'esem lo sase. But here by midos, he doesn't say that. Okay, so maybe these lines in Chovas Havos, he can't be medayik on, because he introduced it by saying, and he's zochem mitzvus esei, mitzvus lasa, esei sheba Chovas Havos, mashi yizdamin le. Maybe once you have that hakdoma, you know, it's... it's excessive to... It was only Islamic. These weren't Islamic. The Lasafa, the Lasigam, the Lasito weren't Islamic. So what do you do with that? So, I don't know, maybe the following. I'm not sure at all. Maybe the following. The Chofetz Chaim in his Hakdama, I think it's the Chofetz Chaim, that's the Shmiras HaLashon. Quotes from the Chaim Vital in the beginning of Shari Kedusha that, generally speaking, the Chofetz Chaim quotes it because he's highlighting an exception to it, but that generally speaking, the Torah doesn't have mitzvos which deal with midos, which deal with deos. Right? Clearly, so Chaim Vital is a different Havana in Valach the Bedracha, because for the Rambam, you know, all midos and deos are basically part of halach de v'drachav. Now, why that is, so Chaim Vital goes on to explain. He explains it in terms of Kabbalah, that there's, you know, there's a higher nefesh or a higher level of the nefesh, and there's a lower nefesh. And the Torah, mitzvos haTorah, address the higher nefesh, and midos stem from the lower nefesh. What that means when we sort of avoid the Kabbalah Shabbat, which is beyond us, is that the what Rav Chaim Vital is saying is, that to a certain degree, midos are prerequisites for Torah, and that's why they're not in the Torah. Again, the marshal being, you know, if you look at the list of courses that you take in medical school, so you don't see basic biology, you don't see basic chemistry, you don't see basic organic chemistry. So maybe that means that it's irrelevant and you don't need it. No, adorabba. It's so basic, it's so fundamental that you can't even apply it to medical school without taking those courses. And that's why the Shari Kedusha says that on the one hand you find that Chazal revealed to us In the just how fundamental midos tovos are, kol ha'koyes is kilo over avodah zarah. Okay, so even if you highlight the word ke'ilu, but you know that's still a rather strong statement. you know, that ke'ilu ogan avodah zara. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about a balgaiva that ena niva hu yecholim ladua b'kifah achas, you know, that as if, you know, the world's not big enough for the two of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. It doesn't have room for the balgaiva and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, again, according to the Shari Kedusha's understanding, none of these are embodied within mitzvahs, because they're prerequisites. Right? And he says something which is oyem v'nora. He says, which is why bad midos is worse than, again, he's not downplaying, he's not minimizing, he's not taking lightly averus. He takes them with all the appropriate chomer, indicated by Es Hashem L'Kechativa, but he says midos tovos are worse. The marshal being, if you have a building, okay, I don't say the building is, I don't know, 10 stories high, and you see a crack on the facade of the 10th floor. For someone walking on the sidewalk outside, that's not the greatest news. But in terms of the integrity of the building, okay, so there's a problem on the 10th floor. What happens if you see that same crack in the support pillars in the basement, in the foundation? So then that Rahman al-San can bring the whole building down. Now, Chaim Vital recognizes, and that's what the Chafetz Chaim says in the Hakdama to the Chafetz Chaim, that there are exceptions, but maybe the pshat is, again, if this is correct, that the Chafetz Chaim agrees with the Shara Kedusha, that's one if. And the second is Hagam, that the Chafetz Chaim himself underscores the fact that seichel is a machayev, that something can be a chiyuv even if it isn't in the Torah. But if the sefer of Chovos HaLevavos is about mitzvos haTorah, so then you put all that together, then it's taka bedafka that he doesn't say that the opposite of losikon, losito, and losachmod are mitzvos, because they're chiyuvim. But the nachiyuvim, which constitute mitzvah santor, again, al pi the shari kedusha, that doesn't diminish their significance. It underscores their significance, right? It means it's not the facade of the 10th floor. It means it's the foundation that's holding up the building. Let's continue a little bit here. So again, the Chovos HaLevavos reviews the Chiburim, he reviews rabbinic literature post Chasimus HaTalmud. V'chakarti aleihem v'lo matzasi v'hem sefer miyuchad v'chochmas ha-matzpun. V'ra'isi ha-chochma ha-zos exactly with the translation again, and I think in modern Hebrew, matzpon means a conscience. It means one's conscience. I don't think that's what it means here. But again, it means chachmas ha'alei, the levavos. But what does matzpon mean as distinct from levavos? I don't know. That which is hidden, I'm not sure. But isi ha'chachma hazar shehichach, maybe it's a synonym. Shehichachmas chavos ha'levavos, maybe it's a synonym. Shehinichu lo chibura b'sefer shiakol shorashah. V'tamati al zeh. What is the? You have English there? What is the English for chachmas ha-matzpon?
Knowledge of the inward life.
Inward life. Okay, so taking it as basically as a synonym of chachmas ha-matzpon. V'tamati al zeh tema gadol ad shamati v'libi shema hamin hazeh min ha-mitzvos enan l'chayev b'min ha-torah. Maybe it's the Flemish who said that. It's a Midas Chasidus. Other things which are additional, which are optional, midas chasidus. She'ena nach nitbo'in bohem, v'lo ne'anoshim im nesalim mehem, v'al ken hinichu ha'kadmonim l'chaber b'sefer. Ad she'chipasti al chobos al vavos ben ha'secho ben ha'kos ben ha'kabbalah, im anachto chayom bohem im lav. U'matzosim, she'hem yisode kol ha'mitzvos, v'im yera bohem shum hefzeh, lo titoch enonu mitzvah mi mitzvos ha'ivav. Not only are the Chovos HaLevavos, but again, Chovos HaLevavos are foundational. Without fulfilling Chovos HaLevavos, it's not meaningful to fulfill Mitzvah Seivar. When the Chovos HaLevavos says, and he's about to present, the argument in a Sechel and the proofs in a Kasum and in a Kabbalah, he didn't need to establish that it's a chiyuv, right? He doesn't need to find it in all three. When the Chovos HaLevavos earlier listed the three sources of knowledge, seichel, what's explicit in Torah Shebuch Tzav, and what we have mikabbalah, what we have is part of Masorah, he meant that each one independently is a machayev. It doesn't have to be. This is just, to underscore and to present things even more emphatically, that he's going to tell us that you find that all three sources of knowledge converge and they all attest to Chovos HaLevavos. Min ha'seichel she'amarti, what's the... How does Svara dictate that there are Chovos HaLevavos? A person has to be totally devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with everything he has. So obviously that means that there's not going to be only Chovos HaYivarim, but there's going to be Chovos HaLevavos as well. I mean, conversely, it also means that there's not going to be only Chovos HaLevavos, there's going to be Chovos HaYivarim as well. Chovos HaYivarim, kamo hatfila v'hatzom, v'hatzadoka, v'lima Torah, v'lamda, v'asosuka, v'lula, v'tzitzis, v'mezuzah, v'marke, v'hadom alahem, v'imashi yigom em ma'aser, y'dechushe ha'odom hanirim. The Nefesh HaChaim highlights that the Magen Avraham Paskins that we hold the Hir Hor Lav Kedibor even when it comes to Mitzvah Tefillah. Again, the Tefillah is defined as a Avodah Shebalev, but that notwithstanding, so that we Paskin the Hir Hor Lav Kedibor. A person, it's not enough that a person will think to himself the words of the Shemona Esrei. He has to Bechitoch Sfasayim. He has to say. So that's what the Chovos HaLevavos is saying also, right? Tefillah is an illustration for the Chovos HaLevavos of Chovos HaYivarim. Acho avoda hatzfuna hi Chovos HaLevavos, v'hu shen yachid hakel b'livoseinu v'shen amin bo v'saraso, v'shen kabel So until this point, the Chovos HaLevavos is just emphasizing that it's intuitive, as he'll explain later in the Sefer. It's al pi sechel that we have the chiyuv to be Oved Hashem. If we have to be Oved Hashem, it can't be that chiyuv is exhausted just through Avodah Seivan, just through Chovos HaYivarim. But then he says, what's more, it's not only that you also have to have chavos halvavos, it's that without chavos halvavos, there's no chavos haivar. V'yadayti das b'rua, ki chavos haivar lo sishlam nakim b'rtzon halev, v'chefetz ha'nefesh ha'asosim, v'tavos liben lifal osim. V'im yale b'machshavtenu she'en li b'osein ha'chayovim lifcha v'avodos Hashem v'lach b'odzba, yistalek me'alei v'arein l'chiv ha'mitzvah she'en chayovim b'hem. V'pnei she'en masa nishlam mibli chefetz ha'nefesh b'o. וכיוון שנסבר כי הבור יחיה וזה ורן במצווסת, לא היה נכון להניח נפשנו ולבנו שהם מבחר חלקי עצמנו שלא יחייבים בעבודוסת כפי יכולתם. I don't know whether it's intended this way, the Lashonos, you know, almost sound like, you know, he's speaking psychologically, you know, you don't do something unless you really want to do it. But Lamaisa, it's certainly the case that without Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, without Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs, so there is no Kiyum HaMitzvah. Right? If a person, you know, we're not commenting now as to whether or not this has value in terms of Jewish identity and maybe as a stage in Kiruv, and I don't mean to dismiss or disparage things that are very important in that vein. But if a person sits down Le'el Chamishah Asar B'Nisan and he eats matzah because it's a culturally Jewish thing to do. I don't know, maybe Rachman Hatzlan doesn't believe in Rosh Hashanah, maybe he believes in Rosh Hashanah, doesn't believe in Torah Sinai. So he's not being Mekayim HaMitzvah. There's no Kiyum HaMitzvah. If the person doesn't believe a Shekitshan B'Mitzvosav, Baruch Ato Hashem, L'Ken Malachon, Shekitshan B'Mitzvosav, then what he does is not a mitzvah. I mean, one does find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikaper shachar b'ri b'riyah. Not clear what exactly Og Melech HaBoshen believed in, but I don't think it would provide material for Sefer Emunos V'Deyos. And the Og Melech HaBoshen gets incredible reward in Olam Hazeh for something for which he even has sinister motivation. So, you know, HaKadosh Baruch who's giving Schar L'Chud and what's Al Pi Din a Kiyum HaMitzvah L'Chud. That's what the Rambam writes, that that's true not only in terms of Tayag Mitzvahs, it's true in terms of Shevi Mitzvahs B'nai Noach as well. If B'nai Noach, if a non-Jew is Mekayim Shevi Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but Mehechba Hadas, okay, so he's a chacham, but he's not a chassid. It's not doesn't make him chassid or masolam, because if there's no recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just he has a sense, not even a sense that he attributes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not even attributing his moral intuition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a sense that if we steal and kill, then there's going to be total anarchy and it's not right. No, it has to be Nesha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hodiyona Eidei Moshe Rabbeinu Matara Eshe B'nai Noach Mikodem Netztavu Bahem. So there's no Kiyum HaMitzvahs without Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, without Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. So it's not only that there are also Chavos Halvavos, it's that without Chavos Halvavos there's no Chavos Haivar. Right? The Chavos Halvavos are the foundation. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here.